This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey, dog lovers, this is Have Dog Will Travel. I'm Josh Henry.
And I'm Christy Vaughn. And today we are here with Doug Ratner, who is the founder and owner of the very popular brand I'd Rather Be With My Dog. Hey, Doug.
Hey.
Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
So, Doug, tell us, did you grow up with dogs? If not, when did you become a dog lover?
Yeah, I had German Shepherds my whole life. And when I was born, we already had a German Shepherd named Nina, and I've been obsessed ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your dogs now.
Their names are Augie and Trudy, both German Shepherds. Augie just turned 9, and Trudy turned 10 on January 30th. And they are the loves of my lives. And
of course.
Augie is a big goofball, but he doesn't do so well around other dogs. And Trudy is sassy, doesn't like people, and so they're perfect for each other.
Sounds like the perfect pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice mix.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what is your favorite thing about dogs?
Wow. I guess, the obvious one is the unconditional love. That's the cliche answer, but it's true. And I think it has to be that you can truly be yourself around them.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
They don't care who
you
are.
No, they don't care.
They don't care if you've had a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean,
they just want to make it better.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're in a bad mood.
Right.
I mean, you care when I'm in a bad mood, but the dogs don't.
No, they don't.
They just want to make it better.
Yeah.
They don't judge you, I guess.
They just want to love you anyway.
Absolutely. Do you have any funny dog stories? Anything you can think of that's happened with one of your dogs or maybe another dog?
Yeah. I mean, the first time that Augie ever met Trudy, Augie was adopted from this organization that trained seeing eye dogs to be seeing eye dogs, and he flunked out of the program. And then Trudy had never gotten along with, like, really, we had another German Shepherd at the time with any other dog. And when they met for the first time, I have it on camera, they kind of looked at each other and then bam, went into the play dance, went down, and they were best friends ever since.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's all it took. That's great.
Now you live in Boston, is that right?
New York.
In New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And so we're in Atlanta now, and we're here because we're doing a photo shoot for your company, but we won't come back to that. What I'm getting to right now is, I imagine being there, and you know, you probably travel a good bit for your job.
Yeah.
What's the best trip you've ever taken with your dog?
Well, they actually can't travel because they get serious anxiety.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. But I had an old dog named Stewie. He was also a German Shepherd, and I used to take him up to UMass, which is like the state school in Massachusetts, where I'm from, and he was just so goofy and really left everyone alone. And one time we went up to UMass, and he was just walking without a leash, and we were like in this big field and park, and then he was just lying, chilling next to me. And then all of a sudden, he saw these four guys playing football, and they were like throwing it, you know, like in a square. His head just popped up, and he just like went and followed the football everywhere for like 20 minutes straight, just like back, forth, back, forth. It was amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Like a really great way to exercise your dog, too.
Yeah.
Just get a football and a few people.
And he got to be away from Trudy, who bugged the you-know-what out of him. So he got some nice alone time.
Oh, that's important, too.
Yeah.
Now, your company, I'd Rather Be With My Dog, you do have some dog travel products. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have the poop bags and the backpacks and all that stuff, the toys and the treats.
Nice.
Yep.
Anything that you think is a must-have for, I mean, obviously there's the basic necessities of poop bags and things that are kind of more, you would like to think, obvious, not necessarily for some people, but is there one thing that you would say that's part of your line that's like, man, this is a must-have travel accessory?
I would actually say the zip-up Sherpa, because the pockets are really durable, so you can really stuff treats in them.
Nice.
And it's important that when you're traveling or you're hiking or something like that, you need something that keeps you warm, that's not going to lose quality, and that also you can stuff a bunch of, you know, necessities into it for your dog.
Mm-hmm. I have one of the Sherpas, and it's also incredibly comfortable. So I can have that as a nice
and
bonus.
I steal it sometimes when I'm cold.
Yeah.
So I know it is.
Yeah.
There have been minor fights over the Sherpa.
we fight over the Sherpa. Maybe
it's
I just get
happen.
My own.
No.
Now, Doug, you and your company do a lot to give back mm-hmm. to different organizations and charities. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the efforts right now? I know that you all are all over the place helping with Puppy Mill Rescue. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it was my goal for 2019 to take the company from just like donating money to animal rescue and featuring like our rescues of the month to actually getting involved. And it just so happens that we're based in Atlanta and all these terrible things were happening in Atlanta or in Georgia. So it's not right to say that it worked out in that way, but it allowed me to be involved and to get inside access at the humane societies and to kind of see the dogs before they were even put up for adoption, which was extremely sad, to get the stories firsthand from the people involved. And so by being directly involved and directly helping, we can use our large social media following to get the dogs adopted out even faster than they would have otherwise. And it's pretty cool because we've actually broken a few stories that didn't even make animal news in regards to other puppy mill busts. Recently, the flooding in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which not a lot of people knew about, left tons and tons of animals, not only dogs, stranded. So we donated money and supplies, and it allowed people to help out.
That's so
great. The power of social media.
And I believe one of the women who was here at the photo shoot yesterday is fostering one of the German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. A lot of them.
We talked a lot about that. So you were able to help connect people in your network.
Yeah.
To foster and rescue some of those dogs.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you so much for doing that.
And speaking of your company, I would rather be with my dog. Tell us about that, where that came from and more about what you guys do.
So I was a professional musician my whole life and I wrote a song probably like 5 years ago-ish called I'd Rather Be With My Dogs and Be With You, Girl. And the song kind of blew up and I thought, wow, if all these people love the song, I should probably put it on a t-shirt. And a good friend of mine told me that I should start an Instagram page for it. And so it just kind of built over time and it had a large organic following. And then it just evolved into more like women's wear and outdoor wear and kind of like a mix between Patagonia and Lululemon and really functional clothing that dog owners need when they're out with their dogs and that they want to wear that makes them look good.
So it sounds like a very natural, casual kind of evolution. Sort of developed and grew.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what inspired, I mean, it probably sounds obvious, but what inspired the song?
You know, just the normal things, relationships and girl troubles, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of your FU message to the
pretty much
to the girl.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
I love it. Now we mentioned we're at a photo shoot and the photo shoot is specifically for a new product that you are launching. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we are coming out with really, really heavy duty memory foam dog beds. And the reason is Trudy is, so she's a bigger German Shepherd. She's 10 years old. And she also has epilepsy. And epilepsy causes neurological issues with the dogs, which can lead to, they kind of lose function with their legs and their muscles and things like that. So I was noticing that as she got older, she was having difficulty getting up, getting down, moving around, keeping up with Augie. And I really started paying attention to the dog beds that we would buy. And even though they were expensive, the quality of the foam was not enough to give them the support that they needed. And it's funny because I have a memory foam bed, which is unbelievable. And I never thought about a dog needing something that heavy duty. And it doesn't matter how it looks. It's really the quality of the foam. So we designed something specifically for dogs that have joint and muscle issues or who will eventually have joint muscle issues. And the quality of the foam is just incredible. I mean, it's one of the nicest dog beds I've ever seen. And yeah, it feels really good. And then we also made sure that the bed doesn't have the typical things that dog owners complain about, like a washable cover, water-resistant liner. It lasts a long time. It won't flatten, all that stuff. And it's made in Atlanta, which is very cool.
Nice.
That's great. Yeah. Now, you have two different kinds with, depending on what type of dog, maybe the weight and the breed and the size.
Yeah, you've exactly.
Got the crushed versus the solid foam.
Right. So the crushed foam is more about comfort and support, and it's just a very, very comfy, plush, but still supportive bed that if your dog doesn't have issues yet and he's just really active and he needs to lay on something that provides support, And then the solid foam, it is very comfortable, but it's really for therapeutic reasons. It's for if your dog, let's say, just had surgery and needs something to lie on that can strengthen the muscles, or if your dog's older, a senior dog that is already achy and it really needs solid support so it can have a restful night's sleep, or after it plays, it can get up and not be in pain.
And I've tested both out, and I can say they are super comfortable, and I could sleep on it overnight.
Yeah.
As a human, I could sleep on a dog bed, and I don't think I've ever found that with any other dog bed. And I've laid on a few with my dogs.
Yeah, me too.
And these actually just, they look great, and they feel great. They've got the detachable bolster, which I think, as a French bulldog mom, is perfect for the brachiocephalic dogs to prop their heads up and actually open up their airways if they have respiratory issues. And then if they don't want it for some reason, or you have another dog that wants to use it for a night, take off the bolster and it's just a flat bed.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the dogs that we just used for the shoot is my mom's dog, Zeus, who's a 14-year-old Pyrenees Shepherd mix. He's 120 pounds. Again, he's 14, so he's pretty old. And he's got some joint pain and he's getting a little slower. And the bed's like such a perfect, like he's a perfect candidate for what you're talking about, you know, for one of those beds and for a dog that.
And it didn't even move when he lied on it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were on there with him, Doug, and it didn't even budge at all. So it's super sturdy and comfortable.
Yeah. I laid on it with him as well, and I can vouch for its comfort. So perfect for a dog like that. So one of the, I think you mentioned this, but I want to just elaborate on it. You said one of the things that you do at I'd Rather Be With My Dog is a portion of all proceeds go toward either the dog charity or some kind of dog helping cause. Is that right?
Can you
talk to a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So every month we donate to different animal rescues, and we've worked with tons and tons of them, from smaller ones to bigger ones to breed-specific ones. We've donated, I think at this point, over $70,000 to different rescues, also just tons of supplies. And then depending on if something happens, like terrible happens, like a natural disaster, even if we have a rescue of the month, we just have to help out. And so we'll just donate like emergency funds and things like that and supplies to help out with things going on like Hurricane Harvey. That just came up out of nowhere. That wasn't obviously something planned to feature those rescues that were involved. So we sent a lot of money and a lot of supplies.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we like showcasing people that make great products for dogs, whether it's travel specific or not, just being dog lovers. But when you're, you know, actually using that money to, you know, help dogs and that's such a wonderful thing. So we really, really applaud that.
Thank you.
All right. So where can we find you on social media? Tell everyone where they can find you and order
all
of
for
your amazing products.
So our Instagram is just I'd Rather Be With My Dog. Our Facebook is I'd Rather Be With My Dog. And then the website is just type into Google I'd Rather Be With My Dog. The actual website URL is I'd Rather Be With My Dog.net. Someone took .com years ago and it just wasn't worth buying. But
And that seemed to have slowed you down.
No, not at all. Yeah.
You guys are killing it right now, and that's awesome. And you're helping so many dogs in need right now. So
thank you.
Everyone go and check them out on social media. Go to the website. Buy some really awesome things like dog moms are moms too, and dog dads are dads too. Those are probably my favorite.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I rock that one a lot.
Yep.
Well, so we mentioned the beds. Anything else happening at I'd Rather Be With My Dog that you'd like to talk about right now? Any kind of cool things in the works or things people need to know about?
No, but if you live in Georgia or near Georgia and you want to adopt a German Shepherd and you have experience with German Shepherds, you should check out Canine Pet Rescue in Decula. They have a lot of adoptable Shepherds that need homes. So
we met two yesterday and they were amazing and I wanted to take both of them. They were so great. But yes, if you have experience with that breed, contact them. They're very responsive and they're just looking for good homes. So
yep.
Well, Doug Ratner, I'd Rather Be With My Dog. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The information. And
if you want to take Fido on a trip, but you're afraid it will all unravel,
then just listen to us. Have Dog, Will Trip.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.